धानात्रेन सदा निरस्त कुहकं सत्यं परं धीमहि
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 So, next anyone?
Chandasena sada nirastaku kam satyam param dhimahi.
Chandasena sada nirastaku kam satyam param dhimahi.
Dhanvari asyayato anyad sarascha tushu avidya swarat.
Janamadi yasthidato anyad sarascha tushu avidya swarat.
Tene brahma hridaya adhikaraye muyanti asurayaha.
Tene brahma hridaya adhikaraye muyanti asurayaha.
Teyo bari mitam yasa nirmayo yasra tisa domyasa.
Teja bari mitam yasa nirmayo yasra tisa domyasa.
Samna sena sada nirasa kutam satyam param dhimahi.
Dhanvarena saranirasta bhogam dhyamnam param dhimahi.
Any guard?
Janmadiyasya jato anunayam tarasasya kishya vijyasarat. Tene brahma vidaya adhikavai muyantiya suraya. Tene brahma vidaya adhikavai muyantiya suraya. Tejo vadi midana jatha vinimayo jatrati saddam mishya. Dhamnasi. Dhamnasi nasada nirasta pohokam satyam param dhimahi.
Any other girl?
Janamadiyasya jato annayasya taratasya teshu yavinyasvarat.
Brahma vidyaya adhikavaye muyanti yasvaya.
Tene brahma vidyaya adhikavaye muyanti yasvaya. Tejo vari midam jatāja nimayo jatāsi saddam mishā. Dhamna sena sada nirastha tohokam satyam param dhimahi.
Word meaning?
Om.
Om.
Oh my Lord.
Oh my Lord.
Namaha.
Namaha.
Offering my obeisances.
Offering my obeisances.
Bhagavate.
Bhagavate.
Unto the personality of Godhead.
Unto the personality of Godhead.
Vasudevaya.
Vasudevaya.
Unto Vasudeva.
Unto Vasudeva.
The son of Vasudeva.
The son of Vasudeva.
O Lord Sri Krishna, the primeval Lord.
O Lord Sri Krishna, the primeval Lord.
Janmadi.
Janmadi.
Creation, sustenance, and destruction.
Creation, sustenance, and destruction.
Asya.
Asya.
Of the manifested universes.
Of the manifested universes.
Jataha.
Jataha.
From whom?
From whom?
Anvayat.
Anvayat.
Directly.
Directly.
Itarata.
Itarata.
Indirectly.
Indirectly.
Cha.
Cha.
And.
And
Arteshu.
Arteshu.
Purposes.
Purposes.
Abhigya.
Abhigya.
Fully cognizant.
Fully cognizant.
Swarat.
Swarat.
Fully independent.
Fully independent.
Tene.
Tene.
Imparted.
Imparted.
Brahma.
Brahma.
The Vedic knowledge.
The Vedic knowledge.
Sridha.
Sridha.
Consciousness of the heart.
Consciousness of the heart.
Yaha.
Yaha.
One who.
One who.
Adi Kavaye.
Adi Kavaye.
Unto the original created being.
Unto the original created being.
Mugyanti.
Mugyanti.
Are illusions.
Are illusions.
Yes.
Yes.
About whom?
About whom?
Suraya.
Sura.
Great sages and demigods.
Great sages and demigods.
Eja.
Eja.
Fire.
Fire.
Vari.
Vari.
Water.
Water.
Mridam.
Mridam.
Earth.
Earth.
Chata. As much as.
As much as.
Vinimaya.
Vinimaya.
Action and reaction.
Action and reaction.
Yatra.
Yatra.
Whereupon.
Whereupon.
Three sarga.
Three sarga.
Three modes of creation.
Three modes of creation.
Creative faculties.
Creative faculties.
Omrisha.
Omrisha.
Almost factual.
Almost factual.
Dhamna.
Dhamna.
Along with all transcendental paraphernalia.
Along with all transcendental paraphernalia.
Svena.
Svena.
Self-sufficiently.
Self-sufficiently.
Sada.
Sada.
Always.
Always.
Nirasta.
Nirasta.
Negation by absence.
Negation by absence.
Kuhakam.
Kuhakam.
Illusion.
Illusion.
Satyam.
Satyam.
Truth.
True.
Param.
Param.
Absolute.
Absolute.
Dhimahi.
Dhimahi.
I do meditate upon.
I do meditate upon.
Translation. I offer my obeisances unto Lord Sri Krishna, the son of Vasudeva, who is the supreme, all-pervading personality of Godhead. I meditate upon him, the transcendent reality, who is the primable cause of all causes, from whom all manifested universes arise, in whom they dwell, and by whom they are destroyed. I meditate upon that eternally effulgent Lord, who is directly and indirectly conscious of all manifestations, and yet is beyond them. It is he only who first imparted Vedic knowledge unto the heart of Brahma, the first created being. Through him this world, like a mirage, appears real even to great sages and demigods. Because of him the material universes, created by the three modes of nature, appear to be factual, although they are unreal. I meditate therefore upon him, the absolute truth, who is eternally existent in his transcendental abode, and who is forever free of illusion.
Vasudev is offering his obeisances unto the Supreme Lord, Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva. Bhagavate, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known as Vasudeva. Vasudeva means the son of Vasudeva. Even the leader of the impersonalists, namely Shankaracharya, he has accepted that the Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared as the son of Vasudeva and Devaki. People may not misunderstand. Just like we give identification by giving the name of father, mother. Similarly, Krishna's identification is that he is son of Vasudeva or son of Nanda Maharaj, friend of Sidham Sudham, lover of Radharani. In so many ways, he has got hundreds and thousands of names. So, people who protest that God cannot have any name. They say that God cannot have any name. Yes, we agree to that. God cannot have any name. Or God has so many names, how He will address Him? But the Shastra says that He has got many names, but the chief name is Krishna. In the Atharva Veda it is said, Krishna is the son of Devaki Vasudeva. Those were very much trick to understand everything on the evidence of Veda, Srila Jiva Goswami has given them quotation from Veda. There in the Veda, Krishna's name is there, his father's name is there, like that. So, God's name, actually there is no God's name. There is name, but he has got so many names. His name is given according to his pastime. Just like according, it has got meaning. You cannot give any name to God without bearing any meaning. That is the Vedic significance. When we say Krishna, name of God, that means he is all attractive. All attractive means he is not only attractive to the devotees, but to the non-devotees. It is not that Krishna is one-sided. He is attractive to the devotees. No. To the non-devotees also. Just like Kamsa. Kamsa was also attracted by Krishna. He was attracted to Krishna as enemy. There are two kinds of attraction. You can become attracted to somebody as friend as well as enemy. That is also attraction. If you think of some person that this man is my enemy, I want to kill him, or I want to do some harm to him, how I shall do, how shall I capture him? He goes on the office and the road, so I can capture him in that way. So many ways. Just like in America, the president, Kennedy, was killed. So the man who killed him, he made it a plan, thinking of President Kennedy always. There is attraction. All attractive means, therefore, that Krishna is attractive to everyone, either one is Krishna's devotee or non-devotee. The best example is Kamsa. Kamsa heard that the eighth son of his sister, Devaki, would kill him. Since that time, he became attracted to Krishna. So, somebody is coming in the name of Krishna as my sister's eighth son, so he would kill me. So let me kill my sister, the source of Krishna. So he first of all wanted to kill his sister. That is due to attraction of Krishna. He was very kind to his sister. After the marriage of his sister, he was taking very jubilantly his sister and his brother-in-law in a chariot, and he was personally driving, because Devaki happened to be younger sister of Kamsa. Naturally, everyone has got some love for younger brother and sister. So he was affectionate. Although he was a devotee, a non-devotee demon, still natural attraction one cannot avoid. Just like a tiger. Tiger is killer of everyone, but still the tiger or the tigress has got affection for the cubs. That is nature. So, he had the natural attraction for his sister, but when he heard that his sister would be the killer of him, he immediately wanted to kill the sister. That story you know, it is stated in the Krishna Vogue beginning. So the idea is, Satvam Param Dhimahi Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva. So Vyasadev is offering his obeisances to the son of Devaki, Krishna. Krishna means all attached. Then, read, what is next?
Obeisances unto the personality of Godhead, Vasudeva, directly indicates Lord Sri Krishna, who is the divine son of Vasudeva and Devaki. This fact will be more explicitly explained in the text of this work. Sri Vyasadeva asserts herein that Sri Krishna is the original personality of Godhead, and all others are his direct or indirect plenary portions or portions of the portion.
Yes, this is the explanation in the third chapter. Third chapter of this Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, when describing a different incarnation. So, in that list of different incarnations, Krishna's name is also there. So, Vyasadeva has purposefully explained in that verse that there are so many incarnations. It has been described that Krishna or God has got so many incarnations, just like so many waves of the river. If you have got some experience of the flowing river, you will find that so many waves are coming one after another, one after another. So he has got so many incarnations that you cannot count even. It's like if you sit down on the bank of a river and go on counting the waves, so whole day and night, whole year, whole life, still it will not be finished. Therefore Krishna's another name is Ananta. Ananta means who has no end. Ananta. Anta means end. Everything of us, there is end. But Krishna has no end. Similarly, his incarnation has no end. So, in spite of so many incarnations, he is full. If we take and try to understand Krishna materially, that just like if you take from some stalk, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, like that, then the stalk will be finished at a certain point. Krishna is not like that. Purnam, the Veda says, Krishna is Purnam, complete. What kind of Purnam? We understand also complete. But if we want to take something from the complete, gradually it is reduced and ultimately it becomes zero. So Krishna is not like that. There is Veda says, the purnasya purnamadaya purnameva avasishyate. He is complete. So many incarnations are coming from him, just like the waves of the river. Still he is complete. Purnasya purnamadaya. From original Krishna, so many incarnations are coming. But still he is there. In the Brahma Sanghita, it is stated that Goloka eva nivasati akhilatma bhuta. Krishna lives at his home, Goloka Vrindavan. Chaitanya Krishna is in Goloka Vrindavan. So, still he emanates, he expands himself. Akhilatma bhuta. Akhilatma bhuta is throughout the whole creation. He has creation. That is also innumerable. We are seeing this creation, this universe. There are innumerable planets. But Akhilatma Bhuta, in everywhere Krishna is there. Still he is existing in his own abode. You cannot imagine, because we have not such experience. Just like we are sitting in this room, we are not sitting in the other room. Try to understand the distinction between Krishna and us. But Krishna is here, and he is not only in other room, other building, other city, other universe, everywhere. That is Krishna. It is stated, not that we are imagining, because we take evidence from the Vedic literature. In the Brahma Sangita it is stated like that. Ekapasurachayatam jagadanna koti jachati rasti jagadanna chaya jagantam annantarastham paramanu chayantarastham govindam adipurusam tamangamaya. One portion of Krishna. Krishna has direct expansion and expansion of the expansion. Just like Krishna, his immediate expansion is Balaram. Then from Balaram, the next expansion is Chaturbhuha. Quadruple, Sankarsan, Vasudev, Anuruddha, Prabhu. Again, from this Sankarsan there is another expansion, Narayan. From Narayan there is another expansion. Again, second status of Sankarsan, Vasudev, Anuruddha. Not only one Narayan, but innumerable Narayan. Because in the Vaikuntha Loka, spiritual sky, there are innumerable planets. How many? Now just imagine, here in this universe, there are planets. This is one universe. There are millions of planets. You cannot count. So similarly, there are innumerable universes also. That also you cannot count. Still, all these universes taken together is only one-fourth manifestation of Krishna's expansion. So in the Vaikuntha Loka, there is three-fourth expansion. So we cannot count even one planet. How many Krishna's expansions are there? Because he is annantarastham paramanuchayantarastham. He is within the atom also. The scientists are perplexed to analyze one atom more and more than finding components. So Krishna, therefore his name is Ananta. Advaita achyate ananta anadi ananta rupam. He has got multi-forms. Multi-forms. So Vyasadeva will explain in the third chapter that although he has got all these multi-forms, nobody is lesser than Krishna. But still, that Krishna, the name which appears in this list, he is the Supreme Personality. or iti chansakalapam sa krishnastu bhagavansam. All other incarnation as mentioned in this list, they are angsha kala, they are directly expansion or expansion of the expansion, expansion of the expansion, so on. There is no limit. That is Krishna. That's why Krishna is in this temple. In other temples also Krishna is there. Not that because in this temple Krishna is there, he's finished. Just like we are present in this room, not in other room. We are finished. This one room, finished. Krishna is not like that. Try to understand Krishna. Therefore, Bhagavat is trying to inform you about Krishna. Beginning, Janmadasyajata, Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudeva. Vasudeva, Krishna, I offer it. Now, what kind of Vasudeva? Janmadasyajata, from whom everything is there. What is that everything? Means birth, sustenance and death. Everything we can understand, any material object, we can understand by these three symptoms. Just like your body, my body, or everyone's body. It has got a date of birth, it continues to live for some time, and there is end. That is called Janmadas. Janma Adi. First of all, birth, then sustenance, then death. This is three summary, but actually there are six. Six is a birth, then living for some time, then growth, then producing something out of the body, and then dwindling, then finish. Everybody takes birth, then remains for some time, grows also or changes different body, and then from the body some other bodies are also come out. In this way one becomes old, that means dwindling. And one day will come, he will finish. Sarovika, these are called six kinds of transformation. Any material thing you can take, six kinds of transformation. But Krishna has not such transformation. Therefore, he is not of this body. His body is mentioned in the Shastra, Satchidananda Vigraha. So anyone accepting Krishna like ordinary man, then he is arrested. Abhajananti manamurha manasintanumasita. Krishna says, when the rascal only, they take me as a human being. Just like in great rascal scholars, he has mentioned, perhaps Krishna was a leader of an aborigine, and he has been accepted as God. You see? So we cannot study Krishna in that way from the fools and the scales. We have to know Krishna from authorities. Just like Vyasadeva is explaining what is Krishna. First of all, let us understand what is Krishna. Then we enter into the other information of Krishna. It's like if you want to know somebody, you have to acquaint himself with that particular person. Then gradually you can understand that this man is of this position, his financial strength is like this, his influence is like this, like that. So many things you understand. First of all, Samman. So, anyone who does not know what is God and what is my relationship, he relationship later on. First of all, at least we must know what is God. Then we can speak something about God. If I do not know what is God, then how can I explain, how can I understand about Him? So, that is the defect. Actually, you search out all process of understanding God. Generally, religion means the process of understanding God. That is religion. Religion without God is just like Hamlet without Hamlet, playwright Hamlet. Religion cannot be without God, the so-called religion, that is cheating. That is, it will be explained in the next part. Dharma prajita koita bhavato. Any kind of religion which is going on under the name of religion, but the system has no information of God, that is cheating you. Cheating. Because religion means the laws of God. But if you do not know what is God, then how you can know His laws? If you do not know the King, how you can understand the King's laws? Even though you try to understand, that's the scientists, they are trying to understand the laws of God, but because they are imperfect, therefore they cannot understand what is God, in spite of their scientific improvement. They do not ask any scientist, you are great scientist, can you say what is God? The reply will be, no, we don't believe in God. We don't believe. Why? You believe in the laws of God? Yes, that you are studying, but the laws mean somebody has made that law. That is our experience. It's like when we understand government laws, we understand also the government has enacted this law. We understand that. It's like on the street, when you go, it is written there, keep to the left. It is the order of the government. You have to abide by that. That is obedience to the government. Discipline. Discipline is the first law of obedience. If people do not care for the government laws, then there will be chaos. So the present situation is the so-called modern civilization. They have no knowledge of God. Although they are trying to study the laws of God, but they should accept, at least theoretically, there must be God. How I can say God is dead? Because if God is the lawgiver, by His order everything is moving nicely. The sun is rising exactly at the time. The moon is rising exactly at the time. The seasonal changes are taking place exactly in due course of time. Everything is going on. Foods are grown for our feeding, for animals. Everything is going on nicely. So how I can say the manager who is managing all these things, he is dead? How can I say? These are imperfect knowledge or demonic knowledge or rascaldom. So our Krishna consciousness movement is against all these rascaldom. All this. We present, here is God. Here is God, His name, take His name, take His address also. That is our supposition. It is so perfect. They are searching after God. We are giving. The name, address, activity, everything, quality, all. Nam, Roop, Leela, Parikar, Vaishishto, everything. Nam means name. Here is name, Krishna, God's name. Form, here is the form. He is engaged in enjoyment with Radharani and playing on his flute. Venum kannantam maravindadalayataksham vara. We are not imagining, not that there's artist imagining, the poet imagining. No, we don't do that as Kelda. We don't do that. We take information from the Vedas. Krishna, when he was present personally, he played on his flute. The gopis saw, and the Kavaspaya saw 5,000 years ago, and the acharyas took information. That even if you don't believe in the history, then come to Shastra. The Shastra says, Venum kannantam aravinda dalayataksham. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is always engaged in playing on his flute. This is Vedic statement. Venum kannantam aravinda dalayataksham. His eyes are just like lotus petals. Venum kannantam aravinda dalayataksham. Brahavatam sumasitam madhusundarangam. He has got a peacock feather on his head. These are the descriptions in the Vedas. He has got a peacock feather on his head. Brahavatam sumasitam madhusundarangam. His collar is blackish. What kind of black is? Masitam madha. Just like a new cloud. Masidam Sundarangam. But don't think because he's black he's not beautiful. He's most beautiful. How much beautiful? Kandatpa Koti Kamaniyam Visesa Sobham. He's so beautiful that if you gather millions of cupids, he's more beautiful. These descriptions are there. So, Krishna consciousness movement is very nice. He'll be able to understand what is God. And he'll be able to understand what is your relationship with God. And he'll be able to understand how you can go back to home, back to God. Thank you. Om namo 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 namo